this concept that those who have had a recent interaction with a federal employee or a federal agency actually think that agency and that employee has done his or her job very well. And, you know, by and large, almost three of four people who had a direct interaction with somebody recently say that it was a positive interaction, that the person is doing their job well. So it kind of comes back to that adage, the more you know, the more they know, the more they like it. Those who haven't had that interaction, you know, or think that they haven't had that interaction, I think that's where some of the real challenge comes into play.
And it seems like part of this, well, certainly part of it is people don't really, it's government, and a lot of people in not great places right now, and they don't feel like the situation is being fixed. And so it's just, it's government. And so feds, my sense is, get a little bit lumped in with that.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right, Chris. When you talk about government, there are a lot of different pieces of government.
Yep.
And you know, in earlier polls and in earlier studies that you know that we've seen about attitudes toward government, you know, members of Congress and things that go on Capitol Hill have rated, you know, abysmally. So how much, when you talk about government, are people who are responding to the poll talking about government across the board? How many of them are talking about a specific piece of government, you know, whether it be the legislative branch, the entire executive branch, you know, whatever? I think a lot of Americans, a lot of the population actually doesn't make a firm distinction between, you know, what the legislative branch is doing, what the judicial branch is doing, what the executive branch is doing. I don't think those distinctions are made. Instead, it really is a conversation about government.
Yeah, and I agree with you. The number that I really lopped onto was people who have had experience. Their opinion's very different.
Absolutely. One of the other interesting things that I read today in response to the poll from one of the blogs as well, is or another article, is somebody actually they were asking for commentary on it, and somebody actually wrote in that it's really interesting when you look at that quality of service delivery as well, is that one of the things that the poll doesn't talk about is when you look at the quality of service, how does that compare to what the private sector is? And I know, you know, all of us have to deal with customer service reps all of the time, whether it's for our cable has gone out, or our gas bill doesn't look right, or
my credit card people.
You know, let's take the hello, my name is you know, whatever from that commercial. My name is Peggy.
Right.
You know, how does this actually rate to compared to the private sector? So we actually have that comparison in there as well. I think some of those things are things that might be missing a little bit from the poll. Chris, the other thing that was really interesting to me as we look at the poll as well, and again, you know, really trying to figure out what this really means, is the younger generation actually has a much more favorable or positive reviews.
Yeah.
Of both government and civil servants, and then those in an older cohort, and that's actually another one of those interesting pieces to this as well.
And yet, and I was talking to some folks earlier this week, and they noted these were feds, and they noted that, you know, by and large, most people don't deal with the federal. They pay their taxes, or they may get Social Security checks. Their postal worker comes every day and drops off their mail. And outside of that, you don't really probably have much day-to-day contact with feds. So a lot of this is sort of almost it's not from experience. That being said, I think what I read between the lines on some of these numbers is people are tired of seeing the same thing happen and nothing happening, and the lack of change. And the folks I was talking to are, you know, this is an opportunity to, you know, feds often are the biggest, are victims of bureaucracy. Let's change that. Let's not do the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
I think that's absolutely right. That's what we've certainly heard from a lot of folks that we work with as well. And I think, you know, it again speaks to conversation that we've had on and on and on again about how do you actually bring to light to the American people what federal workers are actually doing. So again, you know, without that lack of contact, as you mentioned earlier, how do you bring to light the innovation and really the outstanding work that they are doing? And, you know, we look to our own Service to America medals and the winners and finalists even for that to help tell the story about the work that federal employees are doing. And you know, as I was thinking of you know what I was going to say in this conversation, one of them that immediately struck my mind or came into mind was Fraser Lockhart from a few years ago, who helped the Rocky Flats cleanup. And you know, he led the first successful cleanup of a nuclear weapons facility, finished it 60 years ahead of schedule, and $30 billion, that's with a B, $30 billion under budget. Those stories largely aren't being told, both inside the Beltway but outside the Beltway, and those things are going to influence the way that Americans think of government. But I think you are right internally as well that government has to take this as an opportunity to say we can't do the same old. This is our opportunity to change. This is our opportunity to rebrand and create the image that we need this image to be for the federal worker.
And also there's a lot of challenges that feds face, federal agencies face, to bring that change about that most people outside of the federal government don't really know about, whether, you know, who's your boss? Is it Congress that puts earmarks in so you have to do things in certain ways? Or is it the budget process, or goodness knows, the hiring or firing process, or, you know, there's all sort of lack of the best in technology. There's a lot of challenges out there that people have that most folks don't know about.
That federal employees do have to work within in a bureaucracy, and we've talked about this before, Chris, which is bureaucracy versus bureaucrat. Yes, they may work within a system that is bureaucratic, but that does not make them bureaucrats with, you know, in the negative connotation of paper pushers and everything else. And again, I think, you know, we've got to better understand how to make things work within the systems and structures that are there. And again, make the general public aware of what's really being done. Quite frankly, right now, more and more is actually being asked of government to do, and as a result of more and more being asked of government to do, opinions, and attitudes toward government and toward government employees is waning, and those two things have to, there has to be better synergy and better connection between those two issues.